Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Gaffney's here, too, folks. Steve is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now about 9 years, and he's been joining me to talk about how to do a better job of communicating with all the different stakeholders in our businesses and all the relationships that we have in our lives. He's the author of a number of books, including Just Be Honest and also Honesty Sells and also Honesty Works. You're starting to get the picture here, right? He's our good friend Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back as always. And folks, Stephen is he's one of the leaders in this area of effective, honest communication. Stephen, one of the things that I know you've been working on and talking about lately is helping people accept well, you use the word criticism, and I think that cuts to the chase. But criticism is such an abrupt word, isn't it? It just the word annoys you sometimes. Let alone the content behind it, right?
Yes, and one of the issues though is if we soft pedal it, we call it other things, which we can. Then it leads into other issues where sometimes people just miss the point. They say, look, I'm not criticizing. I'm just offering this.
We always do that, Stephen. I don't mean to criticize, but I'm actually going to criticize.
Or here's my favorite. Don't take this personally.
Yeah. Well, don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah, here's my experience. Is the people who don't take things personally, they're the problem.
Right.
Have you ever worked with folks who say, well, my job is my job, and I don't take it personally, and they often don't really care?
Right.
The people, some of the hardest working, most loyal people, the best leaders I've ever met, they take things personally.
Mm-hmm.
But they take things personally in a good way. It's personal to them.
It's called, it's
so
ownership. What you're talking about is ownership.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it's about taking ownership, doing something about it.
Mm-hmm. So how do we, let's talk first about how we accept criticism, and then later we'll talk about how we give it. Give us some other example. How do we accept criticism? When someone comes to us and says, Jim, you know, there's always a but, right? Jim, I really like the way you did this, but.
Well, so here's the thing to remember. Criticism is either a message about you or it's a message about the other person, but either way, it's a message and feedback. So, for example, somebody's criticizing the way we're doing something, and in a small business, that's really important to know some of that information, even in a big business. One of the keys is to realize that it's either something that's going to help us and we can actually grow from it, or it's insightful about the other person. Because let's say they're hypercritical about something that you're thinking, wow, they are really critical about this. Well, it's an insight into the way they think. But either way, here's the best way to view criticism. It's a gift. It's a gift and insight into ourselves or into the other person. But either way, it's a gift.
Well, have you ever been criticized for doing so? I liked what you said a minute ago. You said it's either about you or it's about them. But when the criticism first happens, shouldn't you make that judgment, okay, this is about, you know, what they're criticizing me about is something I've thought about, I've made plans to do it that way, I'm not going to change because I know it works for me, they just don't happen to like it, or whoa, you know, that's really, you know, I'm not as committed to that. You see what I mean? Shouldn't we make that decision?
Well, first of all, yes, I actually believe that some assumptions are good. And, you know, some people say, oh, don't assume, you know how that the rest of that phrase
yeah.
is.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think the assumptions are, some assumptions are good. So here's two assumptions that I think are very, very good to actually have. Assume that we're the cause in the matter. Mm-hmm. So whenever somebody criticizes us, we can blame them or dismiss it or say they don't understand. But I think the first step is to say, wait a minute, we're the cause in the matter. Now, and sometimes I even say it in a more harsh way, it's our fault. Now, the truth is, are we always the cause or is it our fault? No. But it's a good assumption to have because it has us try things on. Another way to view criticism, if several people are saying something, you really want to pay attention to it. I remember one person who said, if three people call you a horse, you better start looking for a saddle.
Right. Well, you know, for example, if a customer criticizes something you do, you know, I do agree with you that whenever you hear criticism aimed at you, you should first assume that maybe they're right. And so, if nothing else, just so you don't become defensive right off the bat and ruin and spoil an opportunity to learn. But if a customer does something like that, for example, criticizes you, they may just be criticizing the fact that you don't run your business the way they think you should run your business. And
that's
maybe
true, Jim.
And maybe they're, the way they see things is not, you know, yeah, maybe it would be, maybe you could conform to them, but that wouldn't help the other 99% of your clients who like the way you do business.
That's true, but I think that sometimes where people easily go, well, they don't understand, and I think what's much tougher and actually better is to assume that we're the cause of the matter, and this goes to the second assumption. Assume good intent. Assume good intent.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people say, well, they were just trying to make me feel bad. Okay. But I got to tell you, I've been in the trenches doing seminars and coaching for over 17 years, and I've never met one person who said, hey, don't tell anybody. I'm trying to screw things up here. And I'm trying to screw with other people.
Right.
Don't tell anybody. And so some people might be thinking, and some of the listeners might be listening and saying, well, you know, but I have met people who try to screw things up, and they're just negative, and they just bring other people down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, there are exceptions to every rule in life. But you can't run your life based on exceptions. You've got to run it by the rule of life. And I believe that most people really have good intent. It doesn't mean they're always doing the right thing.
Right.
But in and out, so they have good intent. So when they're criticizing us, assume good intent, assume they're trying to contribute, and assume we're the cause in the matter, and you're going to get so much more value out of that and figure out what you can change.
And when we want to give, when we want to criticize someone else, what would be a good tip to do if we have criticism for someone else?
Well, one of the things I think is to stick with the facts and try to stay away from assumptions. We've talked about this before, about notice versus imagine, but basically we want to be clear on the facts. So some people will say, well, I just want to give you my thoughts and opinions, and it is all thoughts and opinions,
right.
And that may be important, but it doesn't help the person move things. So, for example, if you're giving somebody feedback and say, you need to communicate better, well, okay, but what does that mean?
Right.
Versus, I noticed I sent you some emails. I didn't hear back. Is everything okay? I just want to give you some feedback. I was wondering where we stand with things.
Right.
It just cite the facts.
Stay with the facts.
Yeah.
The book is called Honesty Works. Stephen Gaffney is the author. He's our good friend. When we come back, he's got four steps that will help you accept and benefit from criticism. And we'll do that after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.